Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be so with the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Especially get a chance to bring our good friend John Harrison back on the show. John is a 9-year member of our Brain Trust. Could not do without him. Certified financial planner, ordained minister, author of Making Mammon Serve You, also Fighting Back is an outstanding novel that he wrote about someone who got themselves into some trouble. You'll love that one. And we call on John for a number of different things. He always makes us smarter when he joins us. John, welcome back.
Great to be here, Jim.
John's got letters on the front and the back of his name. How about that, folks? Not too many of us have that. The Reverend John F. Harrison, CFP. Hey, John, of course, you're on the show all week, all year long, but this is Black History Month. When I think about Martin Luther King Jr., Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and what he stood for, and then I think about his teachings and his thoughts and what his goals were for reforming America, the way we deal with race relations in America, and I try to plot that out in a vector, a direction, and then I see where things have actually gone, like this Jesse Smollett thing that's happened recently, and all the victimization, all the identity politics that we see right now. I'm having a hard time reconciling those two lines of evolution. What do you think?
I think those two lines are going in the exact opposite direction. We've done a 180 as a society from where people like Martin Luther King were trying to lead. What's really happened is that the underlying religion of America has gone from Judeo-Christian values to what is now largely called progressivism. And their sources of virtue in each of those faiths are completely the opposite of each other. In the old days, virtue used to accrue to you if you did well in the face of adversity. Mm-hmm. And by doing well, that meant you achieved something and you maintained your personal dignity and your character. And I think Martin Luther King was a supreme example of mm-hmm. that. But under the new system, virtue doesn't come from achieving something or maintaining your character. Virtue accrues to you by being victimized. And moral authority, social capital, all increased to the extent you can claim to have been victimized by somebody. And so in the old days, people used to inflate their resumes. They'd pad their resumes mm-hmm. and sort of inflate the achievements they had. Now what people do is make up ways in which they've suffered because suffering gets you sympathy and attention mm-hmm. and moral authority. And I really feel bad that it's coming to this. It makes me worried. You know, I hate to be one of those old guys worrying about the generation to come, but I really am. Because there's no end game to this. The goal in Martin Luther King's day was to overcome oppression, mm-hmm. but under
and also take responsibility.
Yeah,
which is the opposite of allowing yourself to be a victim, isn't it?
Exactly, because under the new methodology, we actually need oppression. If being a victim is the only way I get virtue and moral authority and social capital, then I always need someone to be victimized, and the evidence, who am I?
The evidence of what you're just saying, folks, the left, the progressives, actually proved John's statement by how disappointed they were that Jesse Smollett's story wasn't accurate. Wasn't authentic. They were upset. They wanted it to be right, didn't they?
They really
they needed,
did.
They needed it to be right.
And I personally was thrilled that we've come so far as a country that to really get a juicy hate crime, you have to make it up.
I love that you said that. That was beautiful, John. That is funny. You're the only person I've heard a lot of commentary on that. That's the best commentary I've heard on this in all this stuff. Well, I just think that where we are right now is we have, in my opinion, and maybe I don't have a right to say this as a white man, but it seems to me that whatever problems we have with race in America today are manufactured problems. They're not real problems among real people. What do you think, John? Last thoughts, 10 seconds.
I think real problems still exist, but thankfully there aren't as nearly as many as there used to be. So progress is being made.
Well said. That's a good couple of balanced comments there. Quick break, 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.